This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 471 for Tuesday, July 12th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday morning, taking back much of its recent gains as the corrective bounce ran out of steam. Canola down $24 in the November contract at $842.70 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all accounted for some spillover selling pressure in the Canadian oilseed, with crude oil also down on the day. The USDA is set to release its monthly supply-demand report later this morning, with any surprises in that data likely to dictate the direction in the grains and oilseeds by the close. Forecasts calling for warmer and drier prairie weather over the next few weeks were supportive, although moisture levels are thought to be reasonably good in most areas for the time being. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, with positioning ahead of that USDA report a feature. Soybeans filled in a gap to the downside, the November contract down 33 cents at $13.71 per bushel. U.S. soybean condition ratings did drop 1 point in the good to excellent rating in the latest weekly report, now at 62%. Adjustments to both old and new crop ending stocks estimates will be followed closely in today's report, but forecasts calling for hot and dry Midwestern weather did help temper the declines. Corn futures also lower ahead of the report, the September contract down 19 cents at $6.17 per bushel. Today's estimates are expected to show slight increases in U.S. corn production and carryout, given the increases to the acreage base in earlier projections. Crop condition ratings for the U.S. corn crop were left unchanged on the week at 64% good to excellent. Development is slightly behind a normal, but in Brazil, the harvest is 40% complete, which is well ahead of last year's pace. Wheat, it is lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 29 cents in September at $9.35 per bushel. Kansas City down 26 cents in the September contract at $8.89 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 20 cents in the September contract at $8.36 per bushel. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest accounted for some of the weakness, with 63% of the crop off the fields. Spring wheat condition ratings in the U.S. improved on the week at 70% good to excellent. That's up 4 points from last week and compares with crop ratings of only 16% good to excellent at this time last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 12th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.